Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are virtual still, folks. We're not back in our normal home inside Renaissance Bank on Windward Parkway in Alpharetta, but we're looking forward to that day. That doesn't mean Renaissance Bank isn't open for your banking business, because they are open and ready to serve you and your small business needs. Now, if you're happy with your big mega bank that has computer generated voices and 1-800 numbers, don't go to Renaissance, folks. But if you need a personal experience with a bank that's big enough to handle pretty much any need you can throw at them, but small enough to still answer the phone with a live person, then here's what my suggestion is. Go to renaissancebank.com, find their local office, some 200 across the South open and ready to serve you, and give them a call and go make an appointment with them. Again, with a live person, they'll answer or they'll call you right back. And go in and see them. And I think you'll be glad you did. And I know that the folks that I have worked with at Renaissance have been terrific. They're terrific for my clients. And I think you'll find that too. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now I want to welcome an old friend, Becky Berry. And Becky is with Mad Workplace for Women. Becky, welcome.
Hey, John, I'm going to make a little correction for you. It's Mad Workspace for Women.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mad Workspace for Women. See, I've already screwed it up.
But impossible.
Yeah. Impossible. Yeah. But no, it's great to have you. And let's talk about what's going on at Mad Workspace for Women. How are you serving folks over there?
Well, John, you know, as you know, I'm a career coach. So I see a lot of women in my practice. And I have had offices and co-working spaces all over the place, and I didn't like them. You know, they were noisy. They weren't private enough. When I was seeing clients in a glass enclosed office, not a great look, because I'm a coach and people cry. So I decided, you know, I needed a workspace for myself. So I found this great office park in Alpharetta, and I got an office in there. With two of my buddies, with Stephanie Diaz and Leah Meriwether. And then I started inviting other people to come in and work, because it's quiet. It's gorgeous. I will brag on it. It's gorgeous. And it just doesn't look like a working space. People walk up the steps to the office, because I have the whole top floor of this building, and they open the door, and without fail, they go, "Well, this isn't what I was expecting." You know, because it's a brick, it's a two-story brick office building, you know, like the office condominiums you see all over Alpharetta.
Sure.
But you come in and you open that door and it's like a warm hug. But it's a powerful warm hug, because the first thing you see when you walk in the door is my favorite sign. The first sign I had made, the first piece of art I had made for the space, and it says "Never Settle." Ah. Because that is my mantra. And I don't settle. I don't let other people settle, and I want women to have a place to come in where they can just be themselves and feel comfortable and safe and be surrounded by other women who are doing some mighty powerful work. So this is a 2020 story, y'all. So I had half the top floor. And in January, the landlord comes to me. He says, "Becky, somebody wants to rent the other side, because it's adjoining suites." And I went, "Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no. I'm just going to expand. I'm going to double my space for the co-working. Then I'll have a conference room, more spaces for hot desks and all the things." So I signed that lease on January 31st, 2000. And on March 15th, bye-bye.
Oh, boy. Wow. You know?
Right, right. So I had women coming in. And working at the hot desks, and, you know, I have pictures of us all working. One day I ended up with five women in my office, and we're all like brainstorming and talking about how to do something. And wait, you're saying you can't do this, but you've already done it. You know, just that just that collaboration we miss when we're by ourselves somewhere else. And so I'm like, well, this is going to grow. It's going to be great. And then the world shut down. So as things are beginning to open back up, as people are getting vaccinated and it's safer or whatever, I've been open, but now I'm really pushing it. So people know, women particularly, know that we're here, because it's been hard. You know, we've been in our houses, whether you work for yourself or you work for a company, you've been isolated. That, you know, people talk social distancing. I never use that phrase. It's physical distancing. It's worse.
Sure.
It's worse to me than social distancing. But and we just miss it. But when people want to come back to work, they want to come back to a place that's safe. We mask and, you know, we do all the smart COVID stuff.
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, let's talk about work, co-working in general. Okay. Mm-hmm. And kind of what has changed. I mean, you mentioned the physical distancing and isolation mm-hmm. that folks have had to endure, but mm-hmm. how is that going to, as we come out of this pandemic, hopefully, how is that, the co-working environment and that option that people have, how's that going to change?
Well, traditional co-working, it was meant to be collaborative, but it's not. When you think of WeWork in Rome, if you've ever been to any of these places, and Thrive, which is my favorite other than my own space, I was in Thrive for a long time. It's more like, I call it parallel play. It's like when you got a couple of three-year-olds and they come over for a play date, and one's playing on one side of the room and the other's playing on the other side of the room, and they look at each other, but there's no connection, right? There's no connection. And I have seen these businesses try to create that connection, but it's not organic. It's really hard to do. And let's be honest, it's all male. I mean, 80% of the people, 90 and some, 100 and some, is male. So it's a very male-oriented environment. Now, I like men. I had one. I married one. You know, I love men. But women, I mean, this is borne out in study over study. Women feel more powerful, and it's easier for them to step into their power when they're surrounded by other women. So the co-working, I imagined in August 2019, when I got my original space, was a place where we feel comfortable knocking on each other's doors and saying, hey, do you have a minute? You know, and then doing some brainstorming. And then having like a monthly meeting. I call it a MAD tea party, because while MAD stands for manifest all day, if you know me, you know I'm a little mad. So like Alice in Wonderland, you know, it's a mad, mad world out there. You know, we're all a little mad here. So it was MAD tea parties. And my groups are still meeting. The groups I started when I came in here, I still have them meeting on Zoom. But what I pictured was, here we are, and we, you know, we touch each other during, you know, during our regular work time, if we want to, whatever. But then once a month, we come together and we like, okay, so where are you? And it's a little bit of accountability. And when I say a little bit, I mean a little bit, because women who work here, they don't need accountability. What they need is just to be in a space where other women are manifesting the same level of work. And so that's where I think co-working is going, because I just read an article in the Harvard Business Review this week about the hybrid workspace, where people will still be working at home. And when they go to work, what's it like when they go to work? Right? Well, they're positing that when you go to work, it shouldn't be meetings. It should be the serendipitous connections that you have at the water cooler and all those places.
Sure.
Well, that's what MAD is. So if you are working at home, and all the projections are that some companies are going to start paying for their people to join co-working spaces. So man is kind of a bridge for that if you're working at home, or a total substitute for it if you work on your own. You know, you do your own thing and you don't have an office. But it bridges that serendipitous conversation where, you know, I'm really struggling. I'm going to use your area of expertise. I'm really struggling with pricing.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm in a place where I know you are, I'm going to say, go talk to John. And in MAD, when we talk about that, I'm sending them to Stephanie. I'm like, y'all, Stephanie has this nailed. So let's talk. And here's what she told me, by the way, you know, whatever. And so just fostering those connections that are real. So what's the net bottom line? It's a community. It's not where people come and, you know, sit in different rooms and never speak to each other. It's where that's fostered all the time. And it's not noisy. It'll never be noisy here. When I was a teacher, we talked about, and when I was a mom of a small child, we talked about the Montessori buzz. Do you know what that is, John? Have you ever heard of that?
No, but knowing that environment, I can guess.
Right? So yeah. It's not as much sound as in a coffee shop, but it's similar.
Sure.
It's not as loud as a coffee, but there's just the hum of people working.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we're going for, because I know this, I've done it. That's how you grow community. And that's how everybody gets elevated. Everybody feels more productive and feels like they belong to something bigger than themselves.
Folks, we're chatting with Becky Berry, and she's the owner of MAD Workspace for Women. I want to talk more about the community aspect of that, Becky, but one of the things that I notice about your space, and nothing against any other workspaces, okay, but they look like they're designed by men, like heavy dark wood, or if they're not that, they're like a little techno, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you've got a space that we use the term warm hug, and I think that's describes it well in terms of it looks like a space that's actually designed by women.
Yeah.
Explain the importance of that for you.
Well, it's intentionally designed by women. Lucky me, one of my coaching clients is a designer. And I bought all the stuff that's in here, but I had her come in here and I said, make it sing, you know, and she designed the hug that when you walk in, that it's an actual, a physical design of the space. It's important to feel both emotionally and physically safe where you work.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're coming into a place and perhaps you're doing your own thing, you're a woman entrepreneur, you've just been craving being around people who are like you, and you're finally there, you want it to reflect back a little of yourself. You know, each office is already decorated, not like over the top, but you know, the dedicated desk, which is where you can rent a desk that you use all the time. There's artwork in there. It's uplifting. This is hard work. Okay. You know this. The listeners know this. When you're working by yourself because you choose to, it's hard. And when you're working by yourself because in spite of what you prefer, that's harder. So if you can come into a place that is open and warm and powerful, because that's what people love it when they walk in the reception area and they see that sign and they're like, oh, and then they keep walking through and they go, oh, because they feel that energy and that power, which are, I mean, the truth is, I mean, that's who I am. And that's why people come to me. So that this is the physical expression of that, of the warmth and the power and the energy of women who want to literally manifest their work and their best stuff all day.
So let's talk a little bit more about how you foster community, because it doesn't all come natural, I don't think. I mean, I think part of it is intentional, and it seems to me some of the, I won't call it failures, but some of other co-working that does not have that collaboration, the attempts of it are kind of awkward, shall we? Awkward, shall we say? Right. So,
yeah, forced.
Yeah. And, you know, I think part of this, if you don't mind me saying, has to do with just your warm personality that you infuse into your business.
Yes, I agree. I agree. 100%. And WeWork, you know, gets community managers and they try to get people who are really warm and stuff, but it's just corporate and you walk in and it's corporate. Rome, I never experienced anything that felt like community at all at Rome. Thrive usually has a community manager that you come in and you feel welcomed and you feel like warm and fuzzy a little bit, but then it kind of goes away when you get into the workspaces. So it is what you said, John. I mean, if we're honest, our businesses are usually a reflection of our, if we're really intentional about it, our best selves. And I'm here on earth to build community. I mean, that is what I do. I did it when I was a kid, you know, and now I'm doing it as an adult because, my core belief is everybody has a place at the table. So as a coach, I help them find it. And as the owner of a co-working space, I give you a place where you can find it for yourself, but I also give you people who can support you on that journey.
Okay. So Becky, let's get real here now. you're a coach. You've had, you know, you've got your podcast, you've had a thriving coaching business. You've done well at that. Why in the world do you want to go? Did a co-working space for women become a passion for you?
John, you know that answer. How many people around me? Honestly, the reason I did it was 100% selfish. I am at my best when there are people around me. They don't have to be in my office. They don't have to be talking to me. Leah can be in her room working with the client with the door closed, and I'm better just because she's there. So I created what I needed. And I know I'm not unique. Well,
I got to call time out on that one. You're unique, Becky, but anyway.
But that is the absolute 100% truth. Mm-hmm. Is I need other people around me, and I wanted other women around me.
That's awesome.
Listen, I want to talk to the women thing just a little bit because I get some knocks on it, and it's okay. I understand.
Yeah.
We are all surrounded by men all of our lives, and particularly in our work life. And I feel like it's important to have a place where it's all women around you. Mm-hmm. I mean, the people who work here, if they have a meeting with a guy, they bring him in. But they're not a part of the community like the women are. So, yeah, I wanted women around me. I wanted to have that energy of other people around me so I could do my best work.
Let's talk about what we have to talk about, unfortunately, which is COVID and how you're dealing with those particular issues. Because some folks, we were talking before we came on, you know, some folks are still a little reluctant to get out and about. Talk about how you're handling COVID-related issues.
Well, from the beginning, I think I opened back up sometime last summer. We come in masks. If we are in an area with shared space, like the hall or the reception area, we have on our masks. But one of the other things that makes this space different is their doors. So in almost every place you would be working, their doors, you can close the door. We wash hands. We, you know, I sanitize things several times a day. I wipe down door handles and all of those things. And you know what my biggest weapon against COVID is we're tiny. We're tiny. There are never more, right now, there are never more than 6 people in the office. And at full capacity, there won't be more than 12. Mm. Because we're tiny. I'm not trying to cram a bunch of people in here, you know. So we're just respectful, you know. We're respectful. You can't enter without a mask. And once you're in, my office is large enough that when I meet my clients face to face, we're 8 feet apart. Conference room is the same way. You could have a meeting for four people in that conference room safely. And at full capacity, when things get back to whatever the new normal looks like, you could have 8 or 10 people in there. So it's just thoughtful, careful, respectful, COVID precautions.
Yeah.
If the CDC says to do it, I do it. Let me just put it that way.
Okay.
Because I'm not the expert. So I let the experts tell me what to do.
Oh, you go on Facebook and check out the experts there. Is that, that was a joke, folks.
It.
I'm sure.
I'm sure. He knows.
Yeah.
He knows,
yeah. Everybody on Facebook is an MD, right?
Right. No. I go to the CDC and I go to WHO, and that's it. Oh, Dr. Fauci. Somebody said, Becky, how do you decide to do this stuff? I'm like, if he says it's okay, if I do it, if he says it's not, I don't. Because if I go like polling for whatever, I had to pick a trusted person, and that's my person.
There you go. So let's talk about some of the specifics in terms of what you offer. And you mentioned hot desk, but let's kind of go down the line of the services and options that you have for folks to connect, ladies to connect.
All right, cool. So co-working space, people don't understand the full function of offerings that co-working spaces can have. So here we have hot desks. That's where you come in, you decide you want to come in and work one day, you buy a day pass, you come in, and you just perch where there's a desk open, right? So that's one thing. And you can do that on a daily basis. I also have monthly memberships for that. Then the next level up would be a dedicated desk, which is a month-to-month membership where you're in an office, it's 12 by 12. All the offices are 12 by 12. And there are two desks. And they are almost 12 feet apart because I figured out how to arrange them. Oh, they have windows. And they have windows that open. This whole office has windows and windows that open. And I do open them. So in the dedicated desk situation, there's a lock on the door. You can leave your stuff overnight. That desk is always yours. Nobody uses it as long as you're paying month to month. Then I have offices for rent, and I have two scenarios for that. I have a 12 by 12 offices for rent where you can, you know, sign a year lease and have your office. You can have two or three people in there because, again, it's 12 by 12. But then I've started something new. I also have an office that I rent on a daily basis or an hourly basis. So say you're an attorney and you're working at home, or you're a coach and you're working at home, and you really want to meet with somebody, but you don't want to do a coffee shop because they're not safe yet. And you want somewhere to meet. Well, you can rent that office for an hour, a half day, a full day, and come in and work. And it's your office. Bring everything in, whatever you want. And it's just your space. And then I have a conference room that I rent by the hour, by the half day, by the whole day, where you can come in and meet with your team or, you know, run some kind of meeting and go with that. So those are our offerings.
Sounds like something for everyone's needs, for sure. Folks, we're here with Becky Berry, and she is the owner of Mad Workspace for Women. Becky, talk a little bit about what you see unfolding here. I mean, part of the idea here is to get the word out as folks kind of open back up and venture out. But, you know, what does it look like for you over the next 3-6 months as we go deeper into 2021?
Well, the next 3 months, I just want to get people coming back in here. In 6 months, I'm going to have a waiting list. Because once people are in here, the word of mouth is going to be unparalleled. And it'll fill up because it's tiny. It's 2,206 square feet. I mean, it is small on purpose because that fosters community. A big, giant, four-story co-working thing, you know, with hundreds of people, that doesn't meet my requirements for how I want to foster community in a co-working space. So 3 months, I think I've already had some touches from moms who want schools out. They want to get out and work somewhere else that's not the house, right? Sure. And that's going to turn into word of mouth. It's going to get people in here of because women are looking for this. They just don't know it's here yet.
So do you think you might expand?
Oh, yeah. I don't know when, but I have Mad Workspace 2.5 up on my wall that includes a quiet room for parents and kids and, you know, the individual offices, but meeting space. But it's also a kind of a community center where I bring in seniors to maybe play with the kids some and that they can get out. Yeah, I have plans.
Awesome.
I have plans because community. That's my thing.
I love it. Becky Berry, folks, with Mad Workspace for Women. So we look forward to hearing about that and having you come back and tell us about that whenever that comes out of the ground, as it were. But let's get to the most important question, which is for those that would like to be in touch, and I'm sure there are some women that would like to after hearing this, tell them how they can do that.
Well, you can find me on the web, our website, madworkspace.co. So madworkspace.co. And there are videos on there. You can see the space. There's also on the website a way you can set up a tour. So you can come in. Obviously, they're very limited right now. But you can set up a tour with me and I will take you around the space. I want to tell you where we're located. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of between Roswell and Alpharetta in the Colony Park subdivision, which is at 290 South Main Street. And as I mentioned before, I have the complete upper floor. So there's no traffic in and out. It's just us. You can also call me if you want. My number is 404-480-0849. I'll say it one more time. 404-480-0849. And ask me any questions, you know, that you'd like an answer to. There's a price list on the website, videos, pictures of the space, and let me get in here. Get in
That's
here.
That's right.
You won't regret it. You will not regret it. I guarantee it. I guarantee it because it is. I'm so proud of it, John. I mean, I just got to be honest. I am so proud of it, and I refuse to give up. I refuse to give up. COVID, no, you're not shutting me down.
Well, you do have an awesome concept and execution of that concept. So congratulations on that. And I know you'll be successful. And I know as women decide, I need to figure out something different and satisfy my needs for community and collaboration, that hopefully they're going to hear this and hear of you other ways and find you. So we look forward to talking to you about that success in sometime in the near future.
Thanks, John. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for being with us, Becky.
Thank you. I've enjoyed it.
Yeah. Folks, just a quick reminder that if you've got issues in your business that, they're tasks that you really shouldn't be working on as a business owner. For example, administrative tasks, bookkeeping, maybe social media. What are you doing on Facebook instead of like working on selling for your business? I mean, come on. I've got an answer for you, and it involves picking up the phone and calling Essie Escobedo over at Office Angels. Now, Essie has been virtual for 20 years. So the pandemic environment does not scare her or her angels. And what they do is the way this rolls here is you can go to officeangels.us, check out their services if you're timid. Or my suggestion is just give Essie a call and tell her I said suggested you call her 770-442-9246. Explain your problem, what you've got, and she'll take an angel that she's got in her heavenly group, and they'll fly in, get the job done, and fly out. And they do it on an ongoing or as needed basis. And I got news for you. I know that personally because I use her services, and I couldn't do what I do without her. So, and her team. So they're terrific. OfficeAngels.us is the website. But again, S.E. Escobedo, 770-442-9246. And folks, just another quick reminder as we wrap up here. You can find us on all the major podcast apps. North Fulton Business Radio is the search term. We're on all of them. Apple, Google, Deezer, Cheezer, whatever, we're on them. But here's what my suggestion is. Whatever your favorite is, go find the show and subscribe. But more importantly, give us a 5-star review. Not a 4-star, a 5-star. And I'm not asking for me. I'm not asking for Business Radio X. I'm asking for our guest because that enables folks to find the show. And folks like Becky that whose services can better be found by folks that might be looking for what they offer. So if you could do that for our guest, I would really appreciate it. And we would love it if you would connect with us on social media. We're North Fulton BRX on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, probably one or two other things I don't even know about. But go check us out on those platforms as well. So for my guest, Becky Berry, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.